You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department says it collected over 1,000 pounds of sharps in the nearly 1 year since officially launching the Sharps Drop Box program. The drop boxes offer residents a variety of places to dispose of sharps like needles and syringes 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. There are 9 of the sharp disposal boxes across the county, including Owen and Wilson Park in Eau Claire and the Government Center's jail lobby. Funding for the sharps disposal boxes came from opioid settlement dollars distributed by the state. Laura Benjamin has announced she will suspend her campaign for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. In a press release on Friday, Benjamin said she was proud that her campaign had inspired new conversations among Democrats in the district about the fight for economic and social justice, and committed to continue pursuing the fight for Medicare for All and living wages for workers going forward. She cited the significant resources required to run a competitive race in the large 3rd Congressional District as the reason for suspending the campaign. Health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for animals like bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the colder weather sets in and animals like bats search for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies from one of those animals also increases. If you do come into contact with a bat, you should try to capture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. Wisconsin residents still have time to submit their vote for the coolest thing made in the state. The first round of voting for the 10th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest will close on Tuesday, and the 16 finalists of the nearly 150 nominees will be announced on Wednesday. The top 16 finalists will compete in a bracket-style tournament until a winner is crowned at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's Business Day event on October 23rd. Residents can vote in the contest once per day by email. The City of Altoona and the Altoona Public Library are seeking state grant funding to help fund an expansion project. Library officials say they've run out of shelf space at their current facility and are hoping to add more amenities for residents. The Altoona City Council has approved moving forward with the grant application, which should be finalized by the end of October. If the application does get approved, the project could receive up to $2 million in grant funding, which would require a 50% match from the city or community donations. Arbor Place in Menominee recently held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for its new Women and Children's Unit. Organization officials say the new unit is meant to help women seeking treatment for substance abuse receive gender-responsive care on their path to recovery, as well as building healthier family dynamics by allowing their children to stay with them. They say it's the only treatment facility in the Northwest Wisconsin region that offers this kind of service. The organization plans to open the doors on the new Women and Children's Unit in the coming weeks. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will be held on October 4th beginning at 10 a.m. at Grazing Acre Farms in Chetek. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee on Thursday. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons, arguing they are harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. We Energy officials say the balloons were responsible for nearly 14,000 customers losing power this year. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors, with exceptions for scientific purposes. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. Two law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a 3-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the two sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird. Honestly, that's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. They're just a bunch of fun-loving girl pop stars who happen to kill demons as a side hustle under secret identities. K-pop Demon Hunters has gained momentum all summer as the streaming juggernaut, but at the end of August, it was finally number one in Nielsen ratings for overall streaming, according to The Hollywood Reporter. When it comes to streamers, Nielsen measures minutes watched as opposed to households when it comes to ratings. K-pop Demon Hunters had over 1 billion minutes viewed. That's impressive, especially when you take into account that none of those minutes came from my house. Check it out. Lucy Liu has carved out a pretty cool career for herself. Her credits include Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and Chicago. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she is about to play a small-town Chinatown luxury art dealer in the new crime drama Superfakes. The 2-time Emmy nominee will also executive produce the series, which will drop at some point on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.